says trying to connect. Okay.
Now we're live. All right. Good morning, VCF family, and welcome to Studio B once again. For those of you that are not local and who watch our live stream on Facebook, we're back in our home to broadcast today's message to you. COVID-19 had found its way into the VCF family last Sunday at the church, and so we have quarantined. Many who were exposed are now quarantining and trying to do our due diligence to prevent the spread of the disease. But for this Sunday, at least, we are back in what we call Studio B, which is basically my office here at my home. But today we're still going to bring the word of the Lord to you today and still going to encourage you and pray for you at the end of the message today, and to trust that what we share with you today on this first Sunday of 2021 will be a blessing to you and encourage you in your spiritual journey as you move forward. Let me just remind those of you at VCF, particularly those of you that are a part of the Gateway Ministry, that this is our week for Gateway. This coming Friday will be our next opportunity to serve the men downtown at the Gateway Shelter. And we'll be getting out a reminder to you, of course, later on in the week, as we always do, about who is supposed to be providing what. And Becky and I will be delivering the things down there this week. But we'll get all that taken care of towards the end of the week. This morning, I want to encourage you with a message that I'm titling simply, There Is More. And we want to encourage you to make room for more of God in your life in 2021. So let's begin together with a word of prayer as we get started today, all right? Father, we thank you for a new year and new opportunities to walk in the Spirit of the Lord and to bring glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit on each and every one of our lives in this new year, that new things will happen to us, in us, and through us for the glory of our Lord. Help us to be faithful, to hear your voice, to seek your face, and to do the things that you put in our heart to do for your glory. I pray over this message this morning, Father, that we would be encouraged all over again by the scriptures to be faithful to you. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I want to start with a passage of scripture from Psalm 103. And I hope you have a Bible. I hope you'll turn in your Bibles with me to read a few verses that I've chosen for us for today to encourage us all in our spiritual journey in this new year. And the particular passage that I've chosen to begin with today is in Psalm 103. It's a Psalm of David. And it talks about the kinds of things that we can expect to see God do in our life. And it was a passage of scripture, and I'll share a little bit more later on. It was a passage of scripture that was really pretty instrumental for me many, many years ago to realize that in my walk with the Lord, there's always something more. Always something more to expect from the hand of God. Always something more to see God do in my life. Let me read for you from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. David says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, I got to stop right there and say, David's not talking about some kind of ritualistic worship of the Lord here. He's talking about pouring your heart out to God, about sincere worship of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. With everything I've got, I'm going to bless and praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Oh, brother, the older I get, the more I can use the renewal of the Lord to be renewed in strength like the eagle, praise God. This passage of scripture again is written by David. David is, the Bible tells us, a man who is after God's own heart, a man who walked with the Lord, a man who loved the Lord with all of his heart and experienced God in many ways throughout his life. Excuse me. From the time of his very beginning, when we're introduced to David, we're introduced to him in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 17, when the prophet Samuel goes to the house of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, and said, God has chosen from among your sons, Jesse, one who's going to be the next king of Israel. And of course, David was the anointed one. In chapter 17 of 1 Samuel, where David fights Goliath and has the victory of Israel. And David would testify in that chapter that even as a shepherd boy in the fields taking care of his father's sheep, that when the enemy came to take the sheep away, when a lion or a bear came, how God gave him favor and he was able to drive off those enemies. Even with his bare hands, he was able to kill wild animals and to protect the sheep that God had put in his care. Killing Goliath and giving victory to Israel and the triumphs that he had in fighting the Philistines and the other enemies of Israel. To God's protection over his life. When Saul, who was the king of Israel at that time, saw that David walked in the favor not only of God, but the favor of the people of Israel. The people of Israel loved David for the things that he did for them. And it threatened Saul. Saul was jealous of David. And on two occasions tried to take David's life. And yet God supernaturally protected David and kept him well. On a couple of occasions, David actually had the opportunity to end all of that and to take Saul's life and kill the king. But David's integrity wouldn't allow him to do that. And there's a picture in that of how you and I need to allow God to bring to us what God wants us to have, rather than us trying to seize what God has promised to us. We need to let God do God's work in our life and not try to accomplish it ourselves. God's favor was ultimately on David to the place where he brought him to the throne in Israel, and he reigned over all of his enemies. And all of these things about David's life, and particularly this passage of scripture, back in the early days of my spiritual journey, they taught me that there's always something more that God wants to do in my life. That Christianity, no matter how far along I am in my Christian journey, or no matter how much I've experienced of the favor of the Lord, that there's always something more that I can anticipate God doing in my life. And so my challenge for you today in this message is for you to anticipate that there's always something more that God is looking to do. Something more God is wanting to show you. Something more God is wanting to accomplish through you for his glory. There's always something more that we can anticipate and look for in God in our spiritual journey. There's something more that God has for your life. You know, our Christian journey shouldn't be a cold or boring or stagnant experience. Christianity shouldn't be for us, you know, an anticipation of eternity future and yet kind of white-knuckling it until we finally get there, you know, holding on as best we can and till we finally get to heaven. No, the truth of Christianity is that God has come to us. And God wants to live and dwell in us and walk with us and accomplish awesome things in our life. Christianity should really be an adventure of faith as we experience God more day to day. And my challenge for you today and my encouragement for you today in difficult times is to make room for God in your life and expect God to do something awesome in your life. You know, we've just come through Christmas less than 2 weeks ago, and in the Christmas story, we read about Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem, and there's no room in the inn. No room in the inn. And we've talked about often about how that there's a picture where people don't make room for God in their life. And I'm encouraging you as we enter into 2021 to make room for God in your life today. Make room for Jesus in your life today. Expect something from the hand of God in your life today. I've read in the last several months, I've read several biographies of men of God of my generation. I love to read of biographies of the men of God and the great things that God did in their life, whether it's men of God throughout the history of the church, whether it's the reformers or Puritans or different stages of church history. I especially prefer to read about people of my own generation and the things that God has done for them and through them. To see that God is still at work in this day and time. To realize that God is still in this world. And God is still here with us. And he's still for us. And he's still active today. I read a number of years ago, I read the story of Dr. Falwell's biography, Strength for the Journey. And I think I've confessed this to you before. That was probably 20, 25 years ago that I read Dr. Falwell's biography. But just to see what God did, how God spoke to him and how God moved in his life and what God did in the establishment of not only Thomas Road Church, but Liberty University and all of those things, the way God provided, just the miraculous ways that God provided for Dr. Falwell and his ministry and all of those things. And I confess to you how the title of that book, Strength for the Journey, led to the tagline of virtually every letter that I have written since that time. If you'll notice, our letters are always tagged, "The Journey Continues." And it comes, confession, it comes from the title of Dr. Falwell's book, Strength for the Journey. And our journey continues. And God is with us in the journey. And God wants to do awesome things in all of our life. Other biographies I've read recently of my favorite pastor is a pastor named Jack Hayford, who pastored in Van Nuys, California for decades, took a church of a couple of dozen people, turned it into a mega church, a man who was instrumental in the Pentecostal and charismatic movements of the 20th century, and a man who was solid in his faith, solid in the Word, solid in the Spirit, didn't get off into weird doctrine, didn't get off into weird manifestations, but was true to the Bible and to the Spirit of the Lord and the awesome things God did. I read recently Pat Robertson's biography. Pat Robertson's biography came out a few months ago, and it's entitled, "I Have Walked with the Living God." And it is incredible to read what God did and how God used Pat Robertson as a founder of satellite Christian television. We take it for granted today. There's so many stations that we can watch Christian television. Pat Robertson was instrumental in starting all of that for most of what we know as satellite and Christian television today. When he started the Christian Broadcasting Network back in the 70s down in Virginia Beach. But just to read about how God led him by the Spirit and through the Scriptures and caused him to do great things for the kingdom of God. It's awesome to me to read of those kinds of things and to see that and to know that even in our generation, God is still at work. God still moves in the lives of people who give their heart to God. And that doesn't mean that everything's going to be peachy and everything's going to be wonderful and there's never going to be any problems in our life. But what it does mean is that through it all, we should expect to see the hand of God move. And again, I encourage you in 2021 to open your heart to the possibilities of what God can do, because there's always something more that God wants to do in our lives. God hasn't forgotten about us. He hasn't forsaken us. It may look like it. I know things may be tough. Things may be hard. But look, God is still with us. God is not far from us. He is with us here today. And God's not just about, you know, eternity. Thank God it's ultimately about eternity. But God's not just about, someone said years ago, it's not just about the sweet by and by. It's also about the rotten here and now, that God wants to enter into our lives and do something awesome for us, but also, and most importantly, for His glory. And isn't that really what Psalm 23 speaks of? Let me share from Psalm 23 with you today. Another Psalm of David that we're all very familiar with. Let me just read these verses, and it pictures for us how God wants to work in our lives today when we yield our lives completely to Him. In fact, that's how the Psalm starts. And you have to understand that in these six short verses, verses 2 through 6, all hinge on verse 1. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The Lord is my shepherd. The Hebrew is a Jehovah Rohi. It's one of the names of God. It's one of the names by which God identifies Himself in the Old Testament. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, our shepherd. And a shepherd is someone who takes care of the sheep, who protects the sheep, who feeds the sheep, who sees to all the needs of the sheep. And David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." In other words, he's talking about how he has surrendered himself to the lordship of the great shepherd. And because he has surrendered himself in that way, all of the rest of the things that he talks about here in this psalm will become a reality in his life. He says, "I shall not want." Another translation says, "I have everything I need. I have no wants because God is taking care of my every need, because He loves me and He cares for me and He's with me and He's watching over me." It says in verse 2, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters," or the quiet waters. First of all, it says in verse 2 there, he makes me lie down. That speaks of rest. You're not on the run anymore when you come to God. Now you can rest. You can trust your life into the hand of the Lord. "He makes me lie down in green pastures." Green pastures speaks of abundance. If you've got sheep, you've got cattle, you've got livestock, you need to take them where there's green pastures, where they can feed. It's not brown, it's not dried, it's not dried up, it's not eaten up. There's plenty of it. And green pastures speaks of abundance. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters," or the quiet waters. As I studied this, I found that sheep are actually animals that are a bit nervous, a bit jumpy. And if they are by a rustling stream, then they are not comfortable enough to go over to that waters to get a drink and get refreshed. The rustling of the water intimidates them. It scares them. It makes them anxious. But the scripture said He leads us to the still waters, to the quiet waters. And that speaks of a place of refreshing, of where we can drink and be refreshed and be nourished. Verse 3 says, "He restores my soul." That speaks of inner healing. That speaks of peace that comes from the still waters. That speaks of peace that comes from forgiveness of sins. "He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Because He is my shepherd, one of the responsibilities of the shepherd is to guide us and to lead us in the right way. And He guides us in paths of righteousness. He keeps us on the right path. And He does it for His own namesake. He does it so that our lives can bring glory and honor to Him. We can walk. We need to walk on the right path, first of all, because it's for our protection. But when we walk that right path and we walk under the protection of the Lord, God is glorified in the way that we walk. Verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." He says, even when life is as bad as it can get, God says, I'm still with you in those times. And how many of you know that, you know, in these days that you and I are living in today, things have gotten pretty bad for a lot of people. Over 300,000 Americans have lost their lives in this pandemic over the last year. Many people have lost their jobs and their income and their security. And there's a lot of suffering in our society. And a lot of people are hurting over the last year because of the pandemic. I've heard it said, you probably heard it said, we probably even said it. I'll sure be glad when 2020 is over. Well, 2020 is over. Is it any better now? It's 2021. Is everything better now because it's 2021? Oh, the news says the same things that it did 2 days ago, 3 days ago. My point is this, brother and sister. Life doesn't get better because we turn the page of a calendar. Life gets better when we turn our lives over to the living God. That's what's going to make life better for us. That's what's going to enable us to endure all the hardships that we face in life. No matter how hard life gets, God is still there for us. He is still there. And we can be comforted in his presence. His rod and his staff, he says, these things comfort me. With the rod, the shepherd could beat off the wild animals and the enemies of the sheep. With the staff, he pulls that sheep closer to himself, pulls that sheep back on the right path. We might look at the rod and staff and see the word and spirit of God. With the word of God, it's the sword of the spirit with which we overcome the enemy. The spirit of God guides us and leads us in the right way that we should go. And so the rod and staff of God, we could see those things as the word and the spirit of God that keeps us protected from the enemy and keeps us walking in the right way. Verse 5 says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This is a scripture that always reminds me again that God is concerned about my here and now. It's not just my eternity, and thank God my eternity is settled because of Jesus Christ. But God hasn't left us here having settled eternity. He didn't leave us here to white knuckle it till we can finally get there. He's living with us here and now. He came to us in the person of the Holy Spirit to live within us, to watch over us, to take care of us, to guide us, to be his strength within us so that we can live in victory in the midst of the circumstances of an evil age. And he's with us here and now. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. See, brother and sister, we're not going to have any enemies when we get to heaven, okay? So the fact that he's preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies says that God is providing for us right here, right now, even as we face our enemy. God is with us to take care of us and to meet our needs. Praise the Lord. He goes on to say there, you have anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. We have the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord in our lives to meet our needs now. And that anointing, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is to overflow in our lives. And by the way, brother and sister, this is just a tip of where we're going next week in this message is we'll talk more about this idea of there is more. And you and I anticipating and expecting more from God, no matter where we are in our spiritual journey. The idea of more of God implies more of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But that in turn implies, please hear this, more of God means less of you and me. Okay? Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. He lives, not me, but him. It's more of him. That means less of us. And that's what we're going to be talking about next week as we move forward with this. But it's the idea of expecting more from God when we lay down our lives and yield more of our lives to God. And again, I encourage you. I know things can be hard in these days. And it's so easy for us, for many of us, and I'm guilty of this. It's easy for us to want to seize control of the situation. We're more comfortable when we're in control. But there's just some things in life that we can't control. And it's why we need to learn to yield control of everything about our life to God. Let him be in control. And I just encourage you, don't give up on your faith. Things may be bad for you in this season, in this time. Don't let go of God. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on your faith. There's great reward in your faith. Keep trusting in the Lord. Keep expecting God to do good things in your life. Look how this psalm ends, Psalm 23. David says, surely goodness and loving kindness, or King James, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want you to notice again, just in verse 6 alone, how David talks about this lifetime, how God is concerned about us in this lifetime, as well as for all eternity. Surely goodness and mercy, goodness and loving kindness will follow me. I like the Message translation. The Message translation says, your beauty and your love will chase after me. Will chase after me. I like the idea of the blessings of God chasing us down, running us over. And God is pursuing. Do you understand that God, whether you can see it or not, feel it or not, understand it or not, the truth of the matter is, God is pursuing you today. God is chasing after you today. God loves you so much. He came looking for you in the person of Jesus Christ. And he's looking for you today in the person of the Holy Spirit. He's still seeking after you. We're the ones that are lost, not him. We're the ones that need to be found, and he's looking to find us. And he's pursuing us so that his goodness and his mercy and his grace and his favor can be manifest in our life both today and always. That, brother and sister, is the picture of the goodness of God. Again, don't give up on the Lord. Continue to pursue the Lord. Just as has happened in David's life, so it'll happen in our lives. In fact, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, the Bible says there that all of the things that are written previously, all of those are written for our good. They're written for our instructions, Romans 15 says, so that through the perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Seeing what God did in the lives of the people of the scriptures gives us hope because God is alive and well today. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What am I saying to you today? Just keep believing in God. There's always something more. No matter how far along you've come in your spiritual journey, no matter how many things you've seen God do in your life, there's always something more that God wants to accomplish in you and through you for his glory. No matter how far along you are in your spiritual journey, no matter how mature you may be as a Christian, how Christ-like you may be, there's still more. You can still become more like Jesus. And God wants to accomplish that in your life. And that should describe our spiritual journey of becoming more and more like God as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. And we experience God. The Bible talks about things going from grace to grace, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And it speaks of a continual moving toward better things and more awesome things in the presence of the Lord. And that should describe the spiritual journey of every Christian. We're becoming more and more like God. We're seeing more and more of what God can do in our lives. It's described for us in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Listen to these words. Proverbs 4:18 says, "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day." Things should be coming brighter and brighter for us. We should be experiencing more and more of God. We should be becoming more and more like Jesus. We should be becoming more and more powerful in our witness for the Lord and in our revelation of who He is by the way that we live our lives as we journey through this life until we reach eternity, until we come to that place where we see Him face to face. And understand that this is not something that's just for a few spiritual elite. This is for every believer, that God wants us to experience more. For the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9 that the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the earth. And God is looking for someone to whom He can show Himself strong. He's looking for people whose hearts are fully His. Praise the Lord. And so the Apostle Paul would say, forgetting those things that lie behind. And yeah, I get it. In this season, a lot of people like to forget what lies behind. Well, I encourage you to be careful. We do want to forget the bad things. And we do even need to lay down the good things, because we don't want to find ourselves resting and living in the past, in the good things of the past. But listen, as we've prophesied, as we've said before, and told you, 2020 was a good year in a lot of ways for us. It wasn't always bad. And yet we do want to lay aside the past and set our eyes and hearts toward the future and continue to look toward God and look toward what He's going to do in the future and expect that the best is still yet to come and that there is more in God in 2021 than we've ever experienced before. So forgetting those things that are behind and looking forward to look for what lies ahead, let's press on toward the prize of the mark of the high calling of God that's ours in Christ Jesus. Don't give up on God, brother and sister. Don't quit on your faith. Continue to trust in the Lord. Continue to expect that there's more in God. Next week, we're going to show you exactly how to experience it. As we close our time together in devotions this morning in our message, I want to just remember our church family and the many that we've talked about that have been through COVID-19 and some quarantining and waiting for test results and these kinds of things. Other people are going through other things. Let me remind you to please continue in prayer for your Victory Christian Fellowship family. Lift them up in prayer, and as we lift one another up in prayer, we're going to expect to see more from the hand of God in all of our lives. Let's pray together. Father, we're so grateful today for the truth of Scripture, and that we can put our faith in You, the Creator of all of heaven and earth. And we can know that, Lord, when we're trusting in You, we can expect good to come from You. In some way, shape, or form, we will experience Your favor and Your kindness. Whether it's in the peace of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, the anticipation of good things coming from the Lord, or just the confidence that You have it all under Your control. God, we're so grateful today that we're called children of God because of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for what He's done for us. We thank You for what He's doing now in us through the person and power of the Holy Spirit. We expect more. We trust and believe for more. We seek and desire more, that our lives might bring more glory and honor to you. We pray for our church family going through difficult situations. We pray for healing for those with sickness. We pray for peace and comfort for those who are in distress and anxiety. We pray for those who, Lord, need financial blessing. And we know, Father, that you will meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be a part of being a blessing in other people's lives by praying for them and by giving to them of our own lives. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers today as we lift them to you. We trust that answers are already on the way. We thank you for the praise reports we will be hearing in the week that comes. And so we give you praise right now in advance for all that you're doing for your people at Victory Christian Fellowship and for all of those who have watched our broadcast today. We thank you for each of their lives. Pray that you bless them abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, moving forward, we will see what happens over the next few days, how test results go, and whether we're able to go back to church in sanctuary meetings next week, or whether we're here with you again in Studio B. Doesn't really matter. God is in either place. And we trust that you're walking with God, no matter what you're going through in your life as well. Thank you so much for watching our program today. Thank you so much for those of you that have already mailed in your offerings to Victory Fellowship for the new year. We appreciate that so much. We remind you that Venmo is still an opportunity for electronic giving if you choose to do it that way. And we have a number of the people of the church now that are giving in that fashion. Your tithes and offerings keep us doing the ministry, have through last year, and will through this coming year, we know. And we thank God for your faithfulness in giving to us in that fashion as well. Thank you so much for being with us this Sunday morning, first Sunday of 2021. We pray things will turn around for all of us in 21, for you especially. Thank you so much for watching our program today. God bless you. Until next week, remember that we love you. We're here for you. Jesus is Lord. Amen.